The 260 Dugout Podcast. Welcome to your destination for all things baseball in the Summit City. The 260 Dugout Podcast, presented by the Old Fort Baseball Company. From Little League to Major League Baseball, it's time to go inside the dugout. Here's your host, DC Hendricks.
And welcome in, everyone. This is the 260 Dugout Podcast. I am your host, DC Hendricks. Yes, this is the final episode of season one as the baseball season is winding down from the top to the bottom. MLB, as we're recording today, so this is Monday, October 20th, 2025, the last podcast I'm recording. I'm wearing all my Mariners gear and I'm stressed out. It was the final game seven of the American League Championship Series. And when you're hearing this, they're either playing in the World Series or I'm ready to jump off a cliff. We'll figure out which one that is. But baseball season is coming to an end. The travel programs all pretty much played their final fall games. Don't think anyone's playing anymore, at least I know. For personal experience, I've seen a lot of programs announcing that they're done playing games for the fall season. So we're wrapping up season one. Last week we had Trine softball and baseball coach, Coach Dankelson, and of course we had Brett Radcliffe, the coach of Trine baseball, and we announced that we're going to be covering some softball and hitting the softball dugouts as well in 2026. And of course we cannot wrap up this fantastic season one. Very successful. Didn't even think we'd get this many episodes in season one. It's all possible because the one person that believed in this vision and this dream is the person that sponsors this podcast. And that's who we have in studio today on the final episode of season one. We have Logan Weening of the Old Fort Baseball Company. Logan, what's going on?
What's up, DC? How's it going?
Hey, man, I'm doing all right. It's good to see you. It's only been, a month since I've seen you last?
Yeah, not even.
Early
October, yeah.
Yeah, not too long ago. So we played in the wiffle ball tournament over at the World Baseball Academy. How did everything go? You seemed like you were in much better spirits, at least from personal experience from last year.
No, it was good. We had a lot of fun. The first year we did it, we had some struggles getting a full team in. Mm-hmm. Just personal things come up and it's tough, but we had a great day, great weather. We had a lot of fun. So I'm glad we're our second time doing it. And I think we got a good squad built for next year. So we're going to come out ready to win.
Yeah. Got a couple dubs, felt pretty good. But overall, for anyone that's listening, that we're talking about the wiffle ball tournament at the World Baseball Academy, just quickly, because it's something that I know mm-hmm. you're, passionate about and like being a part of, but what exactly is the actual reason for them putting on the wiffle ball tournament?
Yeah. So World Baseball Academy has created, they do great events and, run great tournaments all year long to really fund their mission and all of the programming that they do. Using the game of baseball to get out in the community and connect students and different people in the community. They do a program, their badges for baseball or yeah. It's something where they're, connecting underprivileged youth with police officers through the game of baseball. They do STEM programming that yep. surrounds baseball. They do mission trips to the Dominican and to yes. other places. Really just they do so much great work that I think people in the community don't necessarily are not aware of. They just think that they run tournaments and yeah. things like that. So, being able to participate in events like the wiffle ball tournament that help raise money so they can keep their amazing facility up to that state-of-the-art standard, but then to keep programming, the way they do. And, we try to be as involved with them as we can from an Old Fort perspective because, they're supporting them and supporting local baseball is so important to us. And mm-hmm. they're such a pillar in the community in that, in both baseball and just doing awesome things for Fort Wayne.
Yeah, very exciting. And I had a good time in addition to being there for a good cause. I think mm-hmm. that tournament was, pretty well organized. Obviously, World Baseball Academy does a lot of different things. And I thought things went pretty smoothly out there. So shout out to, Caleb Kimmel and all the staff. They were bringing us lunches, bringing us waters, making sure we were hydrated. It was hot, super hot.
For October to be.
Oh, my goodness.
85 and
that was
sunny.
Crazy.
It was great.
It was crazy. But they made sure that we were not getting any cramps or anything. So we're getting older, man. We can't be We can't be out there. I was struggling, man. I almost didn't make it to the truck afterwards.
Well, and throwing a wiffle ball when you don't throw balls that often.
Yeah.
You're overdoing it, took a toll.
We were talking about it, I think. I was talking about it with Dan Austin from K105 and John Nolan and Zach Groth from 21 Alive. We're all waking up the next day, back hurting, struggling to get up off the – we were struggling, man. But it was all for a cause, man. It was all for a good cause. Had a good time. So shout out to World Baseball Academy. Definitely support them in the baseball community. So just kind of recapping this year, man, you've been busy. In the baseball community. So as we're wrapping up, I know it's not the end of the year, like calendar-wise.
Right.
But for this show, we're kind of wrapping up things. And you've done a lot, not only on a national scale or regional scale for baseball, but just focusing on the local aspect of it. You've done a lot in the community. And I want to start off before we even get to the merch or anything else that you worked on. The Vintage Showcase. Mm-hmm. It was year two.
Yep.
Recap anyone in case they missed that, how everything transpired at that event, and are you looking forward to doing the third one next year? How did everything go?
Yeah, no, it was great. You know, we love being able to bring those teams in and put on an event like that for the community. You know, I think the only complaint we could have was the weather. You know, it was so hot.
Oh,
it was,
man,
90 plus degrees, and you know, out at Lawton Park, there's not a whole lot of shade. So, you know, thank you to anyone who came and stuck it out in the bright sun in the middle of the afternoon in June. Yeah. But no, it's always a great time, and you know, we have a lot of great partners. You know, Midwest Box Breaks helping put it on, and the stand, and Major League Creamery, and Fairfax Coffee, and you know, a lot of people in the community that you know, really help make it a fun event. And I get great feedback from the fans that are there. You know, a lot of people thanking the players for coming, thanking us for putting the event on, and you know, bringing that kind of baseball to Fort Wayne. So, you know, I think just continuing to try to grow it, and I'm hoping for next year. My hope is now that we've got the trailer figured out and that work all done, that I'll have some more time to put into promoting the event and trying to grow it and make it even bigger, and you know, just keep bringing that event back and making it a staple for people in the baseball community for Fort Wayne.
Yeah, I know, and I know I've been kind of hands off with it, and I've been there to support. Mm-hmm. Been there, but I definitely, for next year, and this is just talking out loud. This is obviously not a rehearsed conversation, but like, just speaking out loud, I definitely want to be a little more involved next year as well. I want to help. I want to do more for the event and help out a little bit more other than just promoting it. So, well, I know that's one of very many ideas for those listening. We had a lot of ideas, just saying, for local baseball. So be on the lookout. But definitely next year, I want to be more involved for sure in whatever you need for the showcase.
No, and I appreciate that. And, you know, I get asked a lot about, you know, people that want to volunteer and want to help. And for me, it's trying to figure out kind of where to utilize all those people. And, you know, I think anybody that can help be engaged and get the community more engaged with it is always helpful. And I think that's what's made a lot of what we do so successful is, you know, it's all about the organic growth and the community that I think we've been able to build, both through that event and through other events that we've done locally and nationally. Is you really build a community of people that get behind your mission of what you're doing and what it does for whether it's the baseball community or the Fort Wayne community. And it's really special to see people get behind that and want to grow events and initiatives like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And also looking ahead to next year, for me personally, something that I'm going to work on for season two. Now, I know I've been very hesitant on the whole travel ball circuit. Right. It's almost like one of those forbidden words I've had on this podcast. But I am going to say, now that we are recording and this is the last episode of season one, I've thought about it. I've put some thought into it. I've had some conversations. And in season two, I will begin more coverage on travel organizations. And just full disclosure, that does not mean I'm interviewing and highlighting every single travel team, because there's too many.
Yeah.
Way too many. I'm going to say that. I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care who takes offense to that.
You can't do it.
Yeah. There's too many. I can't do it. I can't have a podcast for every single travel team.
Right.
It's not going to happen. But I am going to work on covering some of the ones that I believe are, you know, programs around this area that mean well for the kids. Because mm-hmm. there are some good programs. Not every program is a bad program.
Right.
Not a bad travel program. So I do want to mention that I will be covering more travel ball organizations, covering that circuit more in season two. I will start that. And part of that, that's going to help me switch gears here, because you've done something that I am very proud of and obviously is near and dear to my heart, because you are now a sponsor. You have a small sponsorship. And I think it's your first one working with mm-hmm. a travel organization. Yep. I know you did some merch.
We've done some stuff with the Sluggers.
You've done some merch for them, which was fire, by the way.
Yep.
Definitely. We'll get into that. The merch is the big part of the conversation. Yeah, but you are now affiliated and having some sponsorship with the Flamingos, mm-hmm. who are a travel program that is based out of St. Joe Little League here in Fort Wayne. And just so happens to also, my son is on the 14U travel team, and you have aligned yourself mm-hmm. with them and got a small sponsorship with that. And I wanted to mention that and wanted mm-hmm. you to highlight that, because I know that's something big for you as well.
Yeah, and, you know, to go back to you expanding that coverage into more travel teams, you know, I want to really give you credit for what you've done and the way that you've talked about travel baseball in this community in – you know, really having important conversations with coaches and, you know, different pitching instructors, hitting instructors, high school coaches, to really talk about the travel game mm-hmm. in a very transparent way, which I think is good for people to hear, mm-hmm. both at the athlete level and for parents and people, you know, getting into that, because not a lot of people, I think, get to hear that. Mm-hmm. You know, discussed that way. And it's really, you know, it's a big decision, as you know, trying to find a place to play that fits.
It's like free agency.
Yeah, you know, trying to fit. There's so many factors between the cost, the travel, the, you know, values of the program, what you're trying to get out of it for your kid. You know, mm-hmm. we talked about when I played, you know, offline, when I played travel basketball in high school, you know, our team was not, we were very committed and we were there to get better, but we also knew, you know, some of us, a few of us played D3 basketball, me not included, but like it was not we were not going to the league and that wasn't the goal, but we were there to put in the work and get better at that level mm-hmm. of commitment. And, you know, finding the program that aligns with your needs is important. So that's awesome that you were able to highlight that for a lot of people. But yeah, with the Flamingos, and that goes to, you know, the talks we'd had about that program and how, you know, how much you believed in that program and what they were doing for kids and players. And that's, you know, made it a no-brainer for me, you know, and we want to get involved as Old Fort with as many programs as we can, really. And that's, mm-hmm. you know, supporting programs that are doing good things for baseball and softball in this community. You know, we've done work with Little Leagues and Foster Park and Elmhurst and some of those Little Leagues as well, because they play an important part in the greater baseball community here. So being able to work with a group like the Flamingos and help them get off the ground and get started mm-hmm. and continue what they're doing is really cool for us. And I like being involved in as much of that as we can.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely want to give a shout out to Coach Tim and Coach Adam, doing a great job for my son Quincy, who's playing not his first year of travel ball, but like this isn't his first go around, but this is going to be his first like official introduction to travel ball. So I wouldn't be happier to send my boy Quincy with another organization to start off. Like you said, a growing program. So that's my introduction. You know, I felt like I learned, and everyone, like you said, something that you said I really liked was that everyone has their own, you know, reasons and things mm-hmm. that they look for in travel programs. And for me, I've said it on here before, I'm very transparent about my, like, affordability is number mm-hmm. one for me. And I'm not going to sit here and pay $3,000 for my 14-year-old son to play travel ball. Now, if he was getting drafted,
right,
straight out of sophomore year of high school or junior year of high school, yeah, I'd probably be you know, sending him to play for the Midwest Canes or something,
right?
Or,
yeah,
you know, something crazy like that, but. You know, everyone's situation's different. I understand that. But I am very happy that you're getting involved with the Flamingos and just, you know, all other organizations and programs in general. So that definitely meant a lot for me. So the merch side of things, mm-hmm. though, and you said you did some stuff with the Sluggers. So in addition to that, and it's hard to even begin to start because you've done so much merch throughout 2025. Yeah. Just quickly... Or it doesn't even have to be quickly. It's a podcast form. So 2025, let's focus on some things that you've done in 2025. It doesn't necessarily have to be baseball related, but you can start there. Some of the merch and some of the, because I know you did the Catch. You worked with the guy with, I think it was Catch 60 days. Or
30 days of Catch.
Yep. 30 days of Catch. Yeah. I thought it was 60. Okay. You've done a lot of things in 2025, mm-hmm. like starting with that. Start with that. Talk about that you've been doing and talk about some of the merch that you've created this year.
Yeah, you know, the thing that I am so lucky to have gotten the opportunity over the years of doing this is I get approached by a lot of people with really cool ideas, or I approach people that I see in the baseball community with really cool ideas and get to partner and work with them and provide them with merchandise that is, you know, hopefully at the highest level that they can get for what they're doing to support their mission, but also, you know, hopefully to grow what they're doing. So like you talked about the 30 days of Catch, and that's there's a pastor named Matt out of Indianapolis who he graduated from St. Francis, so he's familiar with the Fort Wayne area, had reached out to me about wanting a logo designed for his initiative where he raises money for an Indy area food bank by playing catch for 30 days. And he goes around the state and plays catch with different people in the baseball community and just in the community, you know, as a way to just bring awareness to the food bank, but through the game of catch and, you know, working with him and getting to help grow what he's doing. You know, the National Baseball Congress World Series in Wichita, that has very deep historic ties to Fort Wayne, back in the 40s and 50s, you know, I've really gotten close with that organization and we've done merchandise for them, you know, both for teams and just for the tournament as a whole. I serve on their legacy committee, you know, where we're working on right now. We've been meeting on Hall of Fame inductions for that organization.
Yeah.
You know, that's got, again, like I said, the historical roots to Fort Wayne, but also you're dealing with Satchel Paige-led teams.
Yeah.
You're dealing with people like Craig Counsell being up for induction into that Hall of Fame this year and through their involvement in a very local, you know, tournament that's tied to that that community and the baseball community. You know, the Support Women's Baseball Initiative that, you know, I know you highlighted having Ryan on, to grow the game of women, you know, the game of women's baseball, which, you know, has a lot of headwinds with the new professional league coming, the Women's World Cup coming to Rockford next year, things like that. So, you know, those are some of the more national, things that I've been involved with and get to do, which is really cool. But then, you know, locally, things like the working with the Flamingos and
the Kevin Kiermaier shirt.
Kevin Kiermaier working with Bishop Lures to really highlight Kevin when he
came. Did you do that? Was that with the Tin Caps when he
I worked with the school because I do a lot with Lures, both on the Old Fort side and outside of it. We did those initially just for like the Lures people to be able to wear to that game when Kevin came and threw out the first pitch and, you know, had his bobblehead given away and all of that. But yeah, so being able to work with them on that to help, you know, really connect Kevin back to his roots and in this community with, you know, the baseball community and with Lures, you know, in things like this podcast and, you know, being able to partner with you on this and the great work that you've done for the baseball community here and spotlighting that. You know, those are a lot of just the things that have been really fun to be involved with. But then, you know, on the merch, just straight up the merch side, just continuing to find new and cool things to engage Fort Wayne, you know, the things like the Huggy Bears stuff. We've done more Huggy Bears stuff and more, you know, just Fort Wayne themed baseball things, more Zollner Pistons stuff. Yep. That's been fun. And then, you know, we were talking right before here about some of the high school football stuff that, you know, we've started doing for this high school season. So, you know, that's the part where I'm lucky that we live in such a great sports community as a whole. And, you know, I'm really trying to branch and grow in highlighting things in the sports community. Our roots are always going to be baseball, and mm-hmm. we do a lot in the national baseball community and the baseball community here in Fort Wayne, first and foremost. But getting to do cool stuff in other sports, you know, we've done some Fury stuff and some Freedom stuff and doing these high school football stuff. We're looking at high school basketball going mm-hmm. into the winter. That stuff's all what I really love to do and let people show pride in Fort Wayne and their connections to that sort of thing and doing it in a thoughtful way and, you know, trying to be creative. And, you know, I spend a lot of time going through yearbooks and vintage stores and Facebook Marketplace looking for old stuff that people mm-hmm. post and trying to bring some of that stuff back to life. So
yeah, some
a lot of things.
Some fire, you know, man. Some fire on the yeah. website. I'm telling you. And if you're listening right now, you've already at least seen the link in the description. So just go ahead and click it. Do yourself a favor and have a field day. Christmas is around the corner, so I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Some perfect gifts.
A lot of new stuff. Probably some new stuff coming. I've got since this is podcast only, our new hats. Some new hats we're testing out.
I didn't even notice that. Ooh.
Yeah. So
can
those
I say what it is?
Yeah.
Or no?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Some new Kikiangas hats.
Yeah.
We're testing these and some other
that's fire.
Other styles of hats.
Snapback too?
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
So we'll be rolling some of that stuff out for the holiday season. So definitely keep your eyes open. And then really the exciting thing that's taken up a lot of our time was getting our trailer ready.
Yeah.
So thank you to anybody that's come out and visited us at the market and checked out the trailer. That really took up a lot of the time, you know, that we had this summer as far as getting that ready and getting that rolled out to be able to hopefully have that in full swing next year and be doing a lot more events out in the community, where we're able to really, hopefully, I'd love to be doing pop-ups at little leagues during the week.
Oh yeah, it'd be fun.
And, you know, high school games, high school baseball games, mm-hmm. tournaments, things like that. So there's always, as you know, we've always got a lot of ideas. We're yeah. sending each other ideas on stuff constantly. Yeah. So there's a lot to come, I think.
Yeah. And you all have to stay tuned for that. We don't want to give too much away. just definitely stay tuned. And like I said, do yourself a favor, click the link and check out all the good stuff. I mean, there's Indiana Tech gear
yeah.
as well, Indiana Tech Warriors. And like you said, like, it's not even just baseball stuff, too. Mm-hmm. Like, he has Fort Wayne Champs. Like you said, Zollner Pistons. Like, there's all kind of stuff for you to check out. Another thing that I think was probably popular is the Fort Wayne Daisies.
Yep.
A lot of Fort Wayne Daisy stuff on the site. I know that's pretty big around here as well.
Yeah, that's always one of the most popular things. You know, at the market, the most I hear is people walk by and talk about the Daisies stuff and, you know, the movie connection with A League of Their Own that a lot of people are familiar with. And the Tin Caps do a good job highlighting the Daisies every yeah. year too. So that's one of those that is more top of mind for a lot of people, that there's some familiarity there, but you know, a lot of people don't. So it's a lot of people, like, there's a group of three people, one person knows, and then they're educating the other people they're with, which for me, and that's why I love doing this is, mm-hmm. yeah, it's great if you stop and buy the Daisy shirt when you see it, but I get just as much joy out of somebody walking by and then educating the people they're with about who the Daisies were mm-hmm. as if you buy, whether you buy it or not.
Right.
That to me is just as fulfilling, you know, whether it's the Daisies or the Kikiangas or the Pistons.
But hopefully the sales pitch works enough, too.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, in addition to asking about it, you know. Hopefully they're persuaded enough by
the response. But yeah, but it's definitely, it's about the engagement and the storytelling of it all.
Yeah, so I mean, as we're wrapping up season one, I'm throwing myself, I want to say under the bus, but I'm putting myself out there. So you were the first person to believe in me in this podcast, and that's going to go a long way. I know you know that, and you will be rewarded for that and for years to come, because this was just an idea that I've been wanting to do for a long time. And you were the first person to believe in me and say, hey, I would like to be a part of that. I think we could do some stuff together. And this has become more of a partnership, mm-hmm. more than just you saying, hey, put my name on your podcast.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
It's become a lot more collaborative than that. So I'm putting myself out there and I'm opening up the doors. We're talking out loud here. Again, this wasn't rehearsed. I see you get nervous over there. So what are some things that you would like to see from me personally as being a part of this show? What are some things that you would like to see from me in season two?
You know, I think some of the stuff you've talked about just today is exciting. The adding softball in and doing more on the travel side. But, you know, I think now that you've established yourself in this space, you know, where people now, I mean, you're getting people hitting you up all the time wanting to be on the show, why aren't you highlighting this team? You should highlight this team. So I think, you know, being able to go into a full prep college, you know, summer baseball season and being able to fully highlight baseball in this area in a comprehensive way is going to be incredible for the game here. You know, you see what, and I've talked with Brett about this and other people, you know, the coverage that Fort Wayne gives high school football is unmatched.
Yeah.
I can't imagine, I've never lived anywhere else, but I can't imagine even if you go to Indy, that they're getting the level of coverage on a Friday night and a Saturday morning of high school football. To have multiple podcasts dedicated to high school football, and have, you know, the stations out there and the Highlight Zone and like Summit City Sports and all of that. And you're bringing that level to baseball, which has never been something that has been covered that way here. You know, some of the ideas we've talked about, you know, really trying to level that up and hopefully bring more interest. You know, you've got me wanting to go to more high school games. I say more, I don't know, and this is somebody who's more invested in baseball in this community than probably anybody. I don't know that I've ever been to a high school baseball game that was not when I was in high school and had a friend on the team. So that is a miss on my part, but just through this podcast, I'm now bought in on, like, I need to go check out Homestead. I need to go check out a Snyder game to see this talent and to follow the storylines of these players and these programs. So I think that's going to be awesome to see, and hope that it invigorates the community to follow prep baseball and the college teams in this area as well. So I think that's exciting. But I think there's a lot of cool ideas that we've talked about on more content, you know, just video and doing more clips from the podcast on social and doing some of that kind of stuff to really just keep upping the engagement and get more eyeballs on what you're doing. 'Cause it's so overdue, for this community. You know, there's a lot of the guests that you've had on this year who are minor league players, D1 college players.
Yeah.
You could take a poll of people. They're people I didn't even know. And they're playing professional baseball out of Fort Wayne.
Yep.
And, you know, you've got a guy like Jake Shirk who pitched two perfect games, you know, in a row.
Yep.
I'd never heard of him.
No, I hadn't either.
And that's an us problem for the community, that these guys playing professional baseball aren't getting, you don't know them the way that you know a guy going to play MAC basketball or D1 basketball out of this community.
Or D3 or NAIA football.
Yeah. You know football players that go play at St. Francis from their high school coverage, and you don't know guys that are getting drafted in Major League Baseball out of this area. So
good point.
And that's what I hope that we, you know, you're able to help grow that, and we can keep kind of growing the coverage here and get more people behind it.
I like that. That sounds good to me. Yeah. Do everything we've been doing, yeah, but amplify it
exactly
about times 10.
Exactly.
Let's do it. Like I said, if you're listening to this, just be tuned in. Be tuned in. We got a lot of things that we're working on behind the scenes to enhance covering local baseball. And I think if I got a lot of people that listen to every episode, and I get messages, you know, about every episode, you know, what people thought, you know, especially the Jared Parker episode. I can't tell you how many messages I got about that one.
Yeah.
Just stay tuned in. We're working on a lot of things. And if you got any programs, any baseball programs, you know, any coaches, you got any friends that play anything, just send them my way, because I am open to have conversations about anything local baseball that I think that is enhancing this community and this baseball community. So the 260 area, we want to cover it all.
Yeah. And I'd echo that, you know, on the Old Fort side, is I'm always open to connect with anybody, you know, and whether it ends up leading to doing merch or doing anything necessarily, but just making those connections so that we know, you know, we want this baseball community to keep growing and be as intertwined as it can be, because it's only going to make everything grow and make everything better. So anybody that's interested in
another example involved that I wanted to bring up too, before we got out of here, another example that you talked about. So in addition to, it's in the same category as the coverage. Mm-hmm. So high school football, high school basketball, those stats are posted everywhere.
Yep.
The stats, the scores, everything. Right?
Right.
You can go to John Harrell, get all the scores, all the sectional matchups, everything. The past since 1994 high school football's win-loss record. And the coach, like, it's insane. Where's the baseball?
Yeah.
Like, you can't even – the only way you can know scores from a high school baseball game is sometimes, if the stats people put it in, is Max Preps.
Right.
Which is – you know,
or probably the coach running the Twitter account that posts it. Yeah.
And it's like, that's another thing that I think should be addressed, and that may or not be us to fix that problem. Yeah. But it's like, it'd be great to have a spot to go to to get the high school baseball scores in the area.
And I would love to see, and I don't want to put this upon myself to do it, even though we might end up trying to, just because it's how we are. But I would love to see some sort of, and I know Parkview Field, they do a great job of this. Mm-hmm. So they're already halfway there probably on doing more showcase style. And, you know, they do a great job of having a couple games, but they're during the week. And so sometimes it's tougher. But, you know, to do, whether it's at World Baseball Academy and you do like a showcase day, something that, because the struggle, and I don't, we've talked about this probably on air and off air, when I worked at Purdue Fort Wayne, and, you know, we still had a baseball program at that point, you know, we never promoted baseball because who knew when they were going to play? Yeah. The weather, you know, we live in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Yeah, like, it's too unpredictable.
And you're, in March, like, who knows? If you got to play the game at noon instead of two just to get it in before the rain, you're going to do that.
Yeah.
So, but then it makes it hard for people to know when and where to go to follow it. So if you can do some more showcase events like what they do with the PSM showcase at Parkview Field, where people know, like, hey, this is going to be a fan-friendly event where I can see high school baseball. I think that would be really cool, you know, and get a bunch of games in a day where people know that, like, hey, this is happening. It's happening this day. I'm going to be able to, like, get concessions and see games and do those kind of things that, you know, I think you had some at the sectionals from what you were telling me. Some of the sectional games you went to kind of were like that. They were more marquee events, which is cool to see.
Yeah, it was fun. I went all the way to South Bend to watch Snyder.
Yeah.
I went to Four Winds Field where the South Bend Cubs play to watch Snyder. So a lot more of that coming in 2026. I can't thank you enough for being a part of this first season. I've lost count of episodes. I'm glad that you post them. I'm glad that you mentioned the episode numbers, because I've lost count, to be completely honest. But season two, I guarantee we'll have more.
Yeah.
Because we're gonna hit the ground running.
Definitely.
Probably a lot harder next year, and that's gonna be the goal every year. Is that we can always do more.
Yep,
there can always be more done. So I just wanted to thank you first and foremost for being a part of this season one, and season two. We got some big stuff coming. Yep. Everyone listening, stay tuned in. Like I said, If you're within this baseball community, you're a part of it just as much as we are, and we want you to continue to be a part of it. So big things coming. We appreciate you for listening and being a part of this show in season one. We appreciate all of you. Stay in touch. Like I said, keep sending me all your guest ideas. If you just want to talk baseball, anything, my messages are always open. I know Logan is always open to talk about anything local baseball, and he's the historian too. So he's got all that stuff. So yeah, we thank you all for being a part of this podcast, and we look forward to being with you guys in season two. Anything else, Logan? Any shout outs? Anything you want to mention before we get out of here?
Congratulations on a great first season, and good thank luck you, to your Mariners tonight. Ooh. Hopefully you have a good night, man, night on that front.
Yeah, it starts in 4 minutes as we're recording this. So you'll see on social media. I'm going to share something regardless whether they win or lose. So we'll have some fun. But yeah, thank you everyone for listening. This has been season one of the 260 Dugout Podcast. I've been your host, DC Hendricks. We will talk to you all in season two. And be sure to follow us on all social media platforms, 260 Dugout. We have a Facebook page now as well for you to check out. We are on X. I probably should create an Instagram account. I think that's all that's missing. We'll see. I don't know. I hate Instagram. But follow us on Facebook, 260 Dugout. Follow Old Fort Baseball Company everywhere. Old Fort is on X. They're on Instagram. They're on Facebook. Follow Old Fort Baseball Company and 260 Dugout. And myself, DC Hendricks, you can search me as well, and you will find all those social media platforms. So until season two, everyone, peace and love.